This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
It is BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury and welcome to Open for Business. Today I'll be speaking with Fahd Subari about how childhood memories led him to establish a homegrown aroma care brand celebrated for its artisanal scents, crafted from Malaysian herbs and plants. I'll be speaking to him about the initiatives to expand globally whilst championing Malaysian ingredients and sustainable practices. And I'll be talking to him a little bit about their innovative AI-driven approach to creating personalized scents and upcoming plans for the Scents for Every Soul app. Fads, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me today here.
I hear you're a little bit nervous because it's your first time on radio having an interview, right?
Indeed, I've never done it before.
We're going to have a little bit of fun here, so don't worry about that.
Sure.
Now, let's talk a bit about the beginning then. You know, why did you decide to move into this space? But before we get there, what were you doing before you did Earth Theories? What was your business? What were you employed doing?
Okay, I started in scenting industry way back 20 years ago, in like year 2000, where I started working in big brands in fragrance and cosmetic. So I got the first exposure in scenting, and from there I get to know how ingredients work well and reflect to human. Mm. And from there, I got more interest about it. And along the way, I studied move abroad. And I was in the UK and Amsterdam. And I came back to Malaysia for good. I set up my own entertainment business agency. And I've been there for quite a number of years. And then I exit, finding myself back. And I found aromatherapy, one way of healing. And from there, I realized that this is a wisdom that I need to share to other right. people. Somehow, it reconnect back with my interest when I started. So that's how the journey began.
So you were in the entertainment stroke business.
Yes.
Which is often stressful
and
tiring. And
indeed.
Spending late nights doing things that perhaps you would rather be in bed, you know, resting.
You know it very well.
Right, I do. And do you think that was the turning point where you were like, okay, I know about scents, but this is something I feel I should do? Was it a sense of self-healing, do you think?
It's part of it. Since COVID, people are so into the alternative treatment, right?
Yeah.
So I went through to sound bath, I went to the meditation, I went through to alternative treatment. And I found a wisdom every practices. Mm. And I realized every time of practices, they always include scents.
Right.
And scents is always there.
Yeah.
And then that's how it integrate
right.
with the whole experience. And then I realized that scent also, then I realized, and through my knowledge and understanding and through my learning, scent can help you to reconnect with your soul back, with yourself, to be grounded and to start reflect and to understand what do you want, what do you have, and what do you want, how to move forward and everything. So it just helps you to make it much easier. So from there, I feel that a lot of benefit of it, and I start sharing, and a lot of people come back to us and come back to Earth Theories and saying that, oh, we can sleep better now, we can do it better, we can meditate much better. So then I feel that, okay, somehow we help people, and then that's the mission that we wanted to
There is something special about scent in the fact that, unlike the other senses, you can smell something and immediately it takes you back to a period of time.
Indeed.
Right?
Yes.
Is that something that you were trying to recreate, do you think, with some of the scents that you're creating?
It depends. At the moment, we are focusing more on the purpose because I think with modern lifestyle, people are so hectic and so busy and so stressful. Sometimes you forget about yourself. We are so about others. And the last person that you always place is yourself.
Yeah, true.
So now, with this scenting, it perhaps would help you to start reconnect with yourself and make yourself first. And of course, as you said, back to memory lane, it's just one of the beauty part of scents. I remember when I was when I went to London for the first time ever going abroad.
Which is not the nicest smelling city.
The first thing I did, I brought a Burberry London's perfume, and it discontinued now. But that scent, it reminded me of the Heathrow Airport. Even now, if I send it again, I can remember vividly the night, the moment where I went there for the first time. So it always, I also remember a certain sense, I can always remember my late grandmother. Mm. So it's very sentimental to me.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
So that kind of thing that the sense plays so much important in my life.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so we've established that. And, yeah. and now, yeah. how do you then take that and think, okay, I want to make a business from this. I want to start producing scents that help people reconnect or help them relax.
Yeah.
What was the kind of thought process that went into that?
Okay, the thought process came in. When we started, it was just like a collective effort with my team and my partners, and also the idea is to just to make something out of it. And we make like zero waste concept at Publica when we started, and people trying it, and COVID hit.
Mm.
And because of COVID, people are so paranoid to touch thing. And then because of that, we've been forced to make into finished product. So along the way, when we start doing it and we got a lot of customer feedback, and that's how we upgrade day by day.
Mm.
And also pursue the formal education. I become this aromatherapist. I going through a formal education, become a perfumerist. So, and I also go certain treatment, understand about healing and wisdom. So from there, I start realize there's so much wisdom behind it that I need to share to people.
Mm.
So that's how I try to complement the wisdom about healing using scents in your modern lifestyle.
Mm.
So that's how the things just evolve.
Because we are busy people nowadays.
Yeah. So. And then I try to make it simple for everybody because you don't have time,
yeah.
especially people in Kuala Lumpur, in a modern city.
Mm.
You're so busy and you always forgot yourself.
Mm.
You always forget. And sometimes even then you try to, it's so much challenge and it's so complicated and it's just the task, the commitment, the daily routine, it just make you unable to commit, right?
So tell me about the products that you have on offer now. I mean, you brought a sample bag earlier on and I saw there was essential oils in there and a few other bits and pieces. What do you have available for people that want to buy your products?
At the moment, we're focusing on the aromatherapy collections and also personal care. And some of our aromatherapy collection product have been awarded. Last year, we won an award, Best Aromatherapy of the Year.
Mm.
That scent is used by business class in Malaysia Airlines.
Oh, very nice.
And secondly, we won an award, Best Essential Oil of the Year last 2 months. So we also curated a scent for hospital, for hotels, spas, and so on.
Mm.
And we have this soothing gel that you help you to sleep better and to relax. It's a balm where you sometimes you work in front of the computer long hours, you feel tense, you just apply it, you get immediate relax for at least about half an hour.
Mm.
One of the killer products, we have sleep spray. It helps you to sleep better. You just spray it on your pillow, on your bed. It makes you to sleep well as well.
Does that have lavender in it?
A little bit,
of
yes.
Of course.
And then some of the balm that we use lemongrass. Lemongrass is like Asian lavender.
For sure,
so,
yes.
And the beauty part is because we grow our own lemongrass at a local farm.
Mm.
So we work with the local farmers. We extract it by ourselves. And we work closely with the local agency like Frim and Universiti Malaya to make sure that we make it right. So that's what we offer at the moment. And one of the product that is always people come back is our reed diffuser. That people like to put it in their space, like the living room, bedroom of the office. So I think you have tried it this morning and I hope you like it.
I did,
And the beauty part of creating our product, we try to promote the local ingredient and we try to give new value to the native ingredient of Malaysia, but we combine it with other ingredients from other countries. The one that you had it this morning, it was made a little bit inspired by mango. So it's Malaysian mango, right?
Yeah.
So, but we try to make it more flowery and fruity scent. It make you uplift your mood to give your happiness sense.
It does smell delicious, though.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a short break. Folks, I'm here in the studio, of course, with Fad Subari. He's the founder and CEO of Earth Theories. They make beautiful artisanal scents and essential oils and a few other bits and pieces. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'll be speaking to him a little bit about R&D processes, maybe some of the challenges that they've had getting so far here. And that kind of journey towards market fit for some of the products. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Birkins for Mama. BFM 89.9, the business station.
There it is. Of course, it is Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm here in the studio with Fahd Subhari, the founder and CEO of Earth Theories. I'm talking about how childhood memories led him to establish a homegrown aroma care brand celebrated for its artisanal scents, crafted from Malaysian herbs and plants. Fahd, let's talk a little bit. I mean, you were just saying that your scents are now being used in business class on Malaysian Airlines and a few other places. Let's talk about the research and development of those scents. I mean, you said you've been involved with scents for around 20 years or so now, on and off. Now, can we talk about what kind of market research did you do to realize, okay, this is a winner. I know people will love this smell. Because not everybody, it's a very personal thing, right?
Scent, yeah, indeed. You know,
so it can be quite difficult to find something that has a broad market fit.
Yeah. Okay, to be honest, it's... creating scents is like a painting. It's an art. For you, you need intuition. You need to understand what is the concept, what is the story you want to tell. So I always put it as a story, like how I want to tell the scents. Then how I relate it to the native ingredient to make it connecting to people out there. So that's how I do it. But the way that we do in terms of safety, we work closely with the local agency, as I mentioned. We work with Frames and we work with University of Malaya and also with Serum as well. That is more on, we sign an MOU to for future that you want to upgrade the product that we had to make it better and also more innovative for the modern lifestyle. So we keep on going and keep on searching what is the way to make it right for the modern society, not only for Malaysia, but it can be accepted globally. So that is ongoing process.
How do you mean accepted globally? What do you think is the difference between what you are doing compared to what other scent makers may be doing?
Because I think preference is always related to culture, to personal preference, right? We need to understand people culture, people in Europe, people in Middle East, people in Southeast Asia, or people in America. Everybody have different preference and they always relate to certain way of living. And we try to be generic, we would try to be universal to make it like our experience to curate scents for airlines, it gave us an exposure to understand a global citizen's experience. Because from there, we understand what scents can be accepted by the global citizen. But certain scents, it's very localized.
Yeah.
So you can understand that from... we use certain ingredients like pandan, we use kaffir lime, and we use some sirih, that kind of thing. And maybe it well accepted at certain area, but not accepted at certain area. So what we do, we try to combine with other ingredients from other places to make it more universal. So then, wherever you come from, the scent is still acceptable by you.
Still, there's still some familiarity.
Exactly. Right. So you feel awkward to use it and you feel that you're comfortable to use it every day.
I can guarantee that when I get on a plane and I smell lemongrass and if I smell pandan, immediately I'm thinking of Malaysia.
Yeah,
it just conjures up that image.
Exactly. You know? You easily relate to Orientalism. You easily relate to Asia, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's almost like the it's not quite the nasi lemak smell, but it's like the more pleasant version of that.
Yeah.
It's immediately recognisable. Now, you were saying there was a period when you were doing stuff up at Publica, and of course COVID hit and we had everybody had a big issue with that.
Yeah.
How did that affect your business at that time?
I think I must say COVID is a blessing to us because of COVID, people become more concerned about what they put on their skin, what they eat and so on. People are more conscious. People read a lot more. Unlike before, people just take it what it is. But now people start to read before they take something.
Sure.
And because of that, more people have awareness, awaken their interest into this alternative and also natural product and a pure ingredient. And they start want to understand it better. Because of that interest, it makes our life easier to share it to the people out there. And then people start feeling it's a good feeling to share it for the people around them. So from there, we see how a connection, it's not only connect with you, you also use it as a platform to connect with people around you. That's where you get your happiness and you feel that you feel good at doing it to share the right thing to people around you. So that is the the wisdom behind earth theory that you wanted to share, so that people can feel that, okay, this is right, and I'm to share the right thing to other people too. Mm. Yeah.
How did it affect your business in terms of sales, though? I mean, if you are a company that is focused on pop-ups and appearing at events and doing that kind of thing, all of a sudden you don't have people, there's no feet on the ground, there's nobody visiting. How much of your business then shifted online to be sold online?
To be honest, we are still heavily at the offline, because this kind of product, people want to try. They want to come to the shop, they want to experience it, they want to feel it, they want to touch it, and then only then they can purchase it. Mm. But I think during COVID, yes, it's not easy for people to come, but our clientele and our customers are very supportive. They keep on contact us and we send it over to their house. And then from there, they buy and they share it to other people. And that's how the people start growing, and this community is growing organically. And then from there, we start gain attention from companies who wanted to our product, because normally our clients, some of them, they are somebody somewhere. So when they use our product, they feel their product is good, and they come, oh, can you come and pitch to my company and propose to because we are looking for something like this.
So they actually, word of mouth evangelizes for you.
At the beginning, we never done any proper marketing.
Right.
It's purely on word of mouth.
Yeah.
Because we believe, and the product will speak by itself. That's why even I never go out and telling that we are the curator of the brand, and people normally hardly see that we are the founders or something. Me and my partner and the team as well try to stay behind, and we just focusing on let the brand speak by itself and let the customer share about the good about the product. And true enough, and now we are celebrating our fourth anniversary in the market.
Oh, congratulations, fans. Right, we do need to take a short break. Of course, we've got the news coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere, though. I'm not letting fans go just yet. I have some more questions for him before we go. This, of course, is Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It is BFM 89.9. Welcome back. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Open for Business. I'm speaking with Fahd Subari about how a childhood memory led him to establish a homegrown aroma care brand celebrated for its artisanal scents. Fads, let's speak a little bit about, of course, this show is called Open for Business, so we have to speak a little bit about business.
Okay.
And about money.
Sure.
Let's talk about your revenue growth since you started. I mean, something like this, of course, there must have been some money put in at some point.
Yeah.
And of course, you seem to be doing quite well right now from the partnerships that you've been getting. Your revenue must be okay right now.
I must say the operating cost is quite high at the moment. So now we try to improve our operation to gain a better profit to make it is sustainable for long term. So, since we started, we are increasing. So the percentage of increments is like almost double every year, but that doesn't tell the profit. But the revenue, the gross income is growing every year. So I can see the positive sides of the market. The landscape, yes, may be quite challenging for other people, but for this industry, it's growing because the interest is getting more and more every day. People are getting more curious, people getting more interest to understand it better. And since they are start sharing, then I think there's a lot of room for people to.
So it's an interesting business to be in,
yeah,
because you can, I guess, fall in two ways. You could move into the wellness side of things further, or you can look at the kind of home decor thing further.
Exactly.
And so you've chosen, I guess, to move more towards the wellness side of things, right? Why is that decision important to you?
Because I think what is important, how to provide safe environment for our customer. So then when people feel safe and they have trust and the brand can grow better, then you can easily go to home decor and lifestyle sections. So that's why we focus more on the wellness side. And that's the reason why when we big, our first client was hospital. To supply things for the hospital is quite an achievement for us. And to say that, hey, we make it right, then it's okay to go to other spaces.
Because I'm assuming from what our discussion so far is that the ingredients in this are natural and there's no chemical, well, there's no bad chemicals in I'm assuming, right? Correct?
Exactly. So we always make it right to make sure that it's safe use. So that's how we do. And we going to some lab tests as well. Mm. For example, we go to SGS report. We send it out for the lab test to understand what's the ingredient in it to make sure that it's safe for people use. Mm. So we want to keep this as the identity of Earth Theories, whereby we provide safety environment to people who use Earth Theories. Yeah. Besides, you can enjoy the beautiful sands, you can enjoy the nice lifestyle with the sands and so on, but safety is still important.
Right. Yeah. What about competition then? Because obviously, I'd imagine it's quite a fierce competitive area, because you can, for people who are more interested in the home deco kind of things and who really are not that interested, they just want their house to smell nice, you know. They would buy the cheaper kind of stuff that's available in many of the DIY stores or whatever, and they're okay with that. Yeah. But yours is, it's artisanal, it's very handcrafted, some of it as well, I understand. And of course, that's going to affect your price point. How does that then kind of, how do you regulate that against your competitors?
So we need to understand who's your target audience, who's your market. Mm. And for us, we kind of certain that what kind of audience or customers that you want to serve. And at the moment, we try to focus more on like middle and upper class, whereby this is the area that they might use scenting in different way. Yeah. They are more focused, like that's why we are focusing straight away, focusing more like business to business, like the hotels, airlines, and the hospital as well. Mm. Because this kind of people, they want safety, they want safe scents. So that's what we try to provide. And from there, it will also lead to our customer who also wanted to the same. So then the market is still enough for us to grow, and I believe it's growing every day, because I think what is in internet or what's in online been exposed publicly, and people start conscious.
Sure.
So people start conscious and they become more concerned, and then it helps us and people like us to grow as well.
They want to know what they're putting on their bodies and in their air and what they're breathing, right?
So for example, if you feel sick, you don't mind to pay whatever price for the medicines, right? Mm. So for us, it's like prevention. So it's like you take a supplement. So of course, if you want to take supplement, you want something good for your body, right? Mm. So do we focusing more on this kind of segment rather than try to be competing with the rest and go low, which who is selling cheaper?
Right.
So we try not to go that area, because I think we just couldn't afford to do it. And plus, we are artisan. We are a small entity. We are SME. Mm. So how can we afford in that scale to sell at really cheap, whereby other people can do in a bigger scale, where they can reduce the cost at really low margin because they play in volume game. Mm. Ours, we are focusing more on the experience, personal touch, and it's quite a bespoke in the sense that people feel that it's quite an exclusive experience.
Yeah.
So not everybody has it, but for you to have it, it also you feel special. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that leads me on to the final question then. I was reading about this Sense for Every Soul.
Yeah.
It's an app you've developed.
Yes, indeed.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Also, the idea is to curate sense according to your data, meaning you provide us your information. One of it is your date of birth. Mm-hmm. So then we can start curating sense according to your personality.
Oh.
So the AI is almost done. We just ready to launch. So hopefully by when the time is right, so we're going to launch it to public, and then people can experience your personal scenting.
I'll be signing up for that.
Coming to our shop and get things right for you.
Excellent stuff. So, right, last question then. What's the kind of future look like for Earth Theories? What do you see yourself in the next couple of years?
I always imagine Earth Theories going to be a homegrown brand. It can be proud of by the nation, become a global brand, well accepted. And I aim it going to be at least in 30 countries in 10 years' time.
Fantastic.
That's my vision. Yeah. That's how I see it, how a tourist can fly.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Fads, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate this.
My pleasure. Folks, if you missed any part of this interview, I highly suggest you download the podcast, which is up very shortly. Of course, I have been speaking with Fads Subhari, the founder and CEO of Earth Theories. You can head over to their website if you are interested. It is earththeories.com. Whole bunch of products on there. Go take a look. And that's it for Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.